This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A monstrous tornado carving a track that could rival the longest on record ripped across the middle of the U.S. in a storm front that killed dozens and tore apart a candle factory, crushed a nursing home, derailed a train, and smashed an Amazon warehouse. The Kentucky governor, Andy Beshear, said that as crews sifted through the wreckage in that state, the candle factory, where 110 people were working overnight Friday, that's when the storm hit, 40 of them were rescued. In Kentucky alone, 22 people were confirmed dead by Saturday afternoon, including 11 in and around Bowling Green. But Beshear said upwards of 70 may have been killed when a twister touched down for more than 200 miles in his state, and that the number of deaths could eventually exceed 100 across 10 or more counties. The death toll of 36 across five states includes six people in Illinois, where an Amazon facility was hit, four in Tennessee, two in Arkansas, where a nursing home was destroyed, two in the state of Missouri. Top diplomats from the Group of Seven Nations are meeting in Liverpool for talks dominated by Russia's military buildup near its border with Ukraine and what host country Britain called Moscow's malign behavior around the world. The UK is seeking elusive consensus from the club of wealthy nations, calling for a show of unity against global aggressors amid the Russia-Ukraine crisis, as well as tensions with China and Iran. The British Foreign Secretary, Liz Truss, said we need to defend ourselves against the growing threats. And as she opened the two-day meeting of ministers from the UK, the United States, Canada, France,